Morning, Liam.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Well, it's been blowy the last couple of days, but how's things looking for the weekend?
Doesn't look too bad, mate. It's it comes down like this afternoon, and then Saturday, Sunday's all sort of below 10 knots.
Right.
And then Monday seems to be the pick at the moment. We've got Monday at 3 and 4, 5 knots.
So
I think there'll be a few people going on that forecast.
All right, mate. Marlin's still around. We spoke about this last week. They're still around at the moment.
Yep, I'm going to hopefully go and have another look for a marlin on Monday morning or Monday afternoon, depending on when I can get away from work.
All right, awesome. All right, hopefully get amongst that, mate. Be good.
Should be exciting, mate. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's probably better tides for marlin than when I went last time. They don't mind that little bit of movement. So
okay.
Still pretty big tides coming off the new moon on Wednesday night or whenever it was. So, yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Only
now,
time will tell.
Over the weekend, mate, where would you recommend?
I'll tell you, I got some more reports again this week of some salmon turning back up in the harbour again, which is typical. We seem to have a really good run before winter of bigger fish, and then we get the schoolies come through, and then we get some bigger fish turn up again after winter. So, well, we're not in winter now, are we? But it seems as though a few bigger fish have turned up in the harbour this week. Right at the mouth of the Calliope, the gravel bed out there, I had one bloke come in, and he had some really good fish, a sort of 80-centimetre blue salmon. So, yeah, they're crackers. And he got them just on live mullet, just floating live mullet out the back. So I expect them to be in all the haunts throughout the harbour. Anywhere where there's a bit of gravel and bait, there'll be salmon.
Okay, salmon around. Anything else, mate?
Mate, there's still plenty of grunter around. Like they're one of my favourite fish, and there's still some good grunter around. I got another bloke after we spoke last week. I had a guy go down Coliseum and get a really good feed of nice whiting, sort of all 30-centimetre fish.
Ooh.
Which is good to see. Yeah, start of the summer whiting turning up now. Like, we had our winter run, and we should get the start of the summer whiting, which are the bigger fish. So, seems as though they've just turned up. And then I think, like, on that forecast, I think there's going to be a lot of people going out offshore. And it's same thing. Start of the warm water. Should see some good coral trout catches, and sweet lips should start turning up. So, yeah, should be good, mate. Should be a good weekend.
All right, options are endless. And, mate, you're open every day down to Gladstone Harbour. If anybody wants to keep up to date what to do across central Queensland, if they want to go for a bit of a fish, you can help them out, even with freshwater, mate, round the dams too, eh?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, the dam actually fished really well throughout the week this week. There's a few people that got catches of 4 and 5 barra, so it's gonna start firing up. I think even my old boy went out and actually... I think they got 2, which is blows my mind. But anyway.
Fair enough. Okay, mate. Gladstone Harbour as well. They'll find you. Pop on down and see the team at LJ's Complete Angler. We'll catch up again next week. Thanks, Liam.
Cheers, mate. See ya.